Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Fill her up!
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Yeah, I know. Because I can't get right.
It's what we do, baby!
This is Race Wars.
Race Wars.
I have the power!
Yeah! How's it feel?
With Kurt Metzger.
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
And Sherrod Small.
Settle down, bitch!
Race Wars.
This is Can't Get Right with Kurt Metzger. And also, it's Race Wars as well because Sherrod Small, my old racial adversary.
Yes, the one who raised you out of nothing from just a Kwanzaa bucket.
Yeah, if you ever saw, what's that movie with Dennis Quaid and Louis Gossett Jr. is an alien and they, Enemy Mine.
Enemy Mine, what?
You ever seen that?
I think so, but not.
Did you see
since
a poster of Enemy Mine? This is how I imagine.
You just wanted to pull up something. You're so happy you got the power to tell somebody to pull something up.
Guys, Mike, let's pull that up.
We wasn't in the show for 10 seconds. You already pulled
things. It was like a race war, but of aliens. But Dennis Quaid and Louis Gossett. Louis Gossett, of course, has a thick. Louis Gossett.
Oh, yeah. That's why I didn't know it was Louis Gossett. Yeah. He looked like he's on Star Trek.
And so they're at war, but then they get trapped together and need each other to survive. And then this one, Louis Gossett's alien race, they just make babies automatically out of them. And
what do you mean, automatically?
Like an egg, I guess. And then Dennis Quaid has to raise the alien baby.
He has to because the black father, Louis Gossett, didn't take care of his alien baby.
Well, he's not black. He's an alien.
Yeah, but they know who they had play him. Now that he don't take care of his kids.
Louis Gossett Jr. does a lot of iconic alien voices, believe it or not.
Like what?
There's one, this video game Half-Life that's been around for years. Louis Gossett Jr. is it's like...
You know he's just Brooklyn's own too, by the way.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, born and raised in Brooklyn.
Thought he was
Dodger fan.
A Queens boy.
The Brooklyn Dodger fan.
Oh, why would I even know that?
Because you seem
to love...
Did you
learn that in school?
Yes, I went to Louis Gossett Jr. High School. We were good in baseball. But yeah, he's Brooklyn. He's a New York dude.
No shit.
When did you watch this movie? Like, why did this movie pop in your head all of a sudden?
Because it had a beautiful message about natural enemies.
I missed you too.
Because I've been going down a big alien hole.
Okay. Like watching it?
Yeah.
Wanted to learn more about your origin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
These large-eyed aliens that seem to show up in people's houses at night. That sounds familiar.
Yes. You know what alien movie that I love, though? Was it Protect the Block, the English one?
Is it called Protect the Block?
It's something like that.
Defend the Block?
Attack the Block, right? Yeah. Pull it up.
That's a fucking classic.
Love it. That's the black dude from Star Wars.
That's why I thought, because I watched that not too long ago.
Love it.
I watched it with a girlfriend not too long ago.
Yeah.
Like last year. And I forgot how awesome that guy was. I remember him being awesome in it.
Right.
But the end when he's got a katana and the alien, and I was like, oh, I could see why they would pick him to be a fucking.
Yes, yes.
And then
you saw the whole
what do
fight
they do with him?
Yeah.
No, he don't even become the Luke Skywalker. He uses it as a butt plug and then that girl becomes the fucking Skywalker.
Right, but he got a chance to have a fight with a lightsaber in the first one.
It should have been all about him.
Oh, yeah.
That's the fucking hero
you're right.
Guy.
You're right.
And they turned him into a bemused.
Yeah, sidekick.
That's my friend Ethan Van Sciver says, a bemused and submissive black man.
Yeah.
That's what they do at Disney.
Because
what's Disney? Everything's going to be a Disney princess, no matter what it is.
No matter what.
And if they buy Rambo, Rambo's going to get made into a strong princess.
Right.
That's what they do.
And then a black man got to be a folk singing frog or something.
I mean,
a toad who knows the blues.
They can pretend they're not doing Zippity Doo Dah no more, but guess what?
They're still doing it.
100 times.
He's still doing it.
If he wasn't hooking up with the chick.
Yeah, he should have hit that.
Okay. That's absolutely what should have happened.
Even Billy Dee Williams, when you saw him in it, he was like this. You ain't smashed that? Yeah. Billy D would have hit that in space.
Yeah, Billy D wasn't happy either.
That good old space pulls out.
Anyway, that guy would have been an awesome if they had they done it right.
But that movie was great. They should have made part two of Attack the Block.
Why'd they make him talk with an American accent in Star Wars when he has a British accent and that works better in a space thing?
But the space thing is, like, if you had a British accent, usually you're like a bad guy.
It still would have worked better. If he had a British accent, see Billy D. Williams when he was talking about the Han Solo prequel that they made with Glover.
Yeah, Danny Glover. No. I mean, Ronald Glover. What's his name?
Yeah, Ronald Glover.
The little Glover.
Yeah, little Glover.
I love him.
Yeah, he used to do that Crash Mansion show. Remember
yes.
That? So when Billy D. Williams was like, well, I didn't like that he had kind of like a natural Afro look. He goes, because when I was doing it, I was trying to be something from space that you wouldn't see on Earth. Like, it's not supposed to, it's not supposed to represent anything, you know. It's supposed to be in fucking space.
Yes. A galaxy far, far away. They still got pics.
You don't have to get that wild. You just have them not talk like an American, and that'll be like, oh, an alien. He's black with a British accent. Like,
yeah.
You can make the effect so easily.
But, you know, they tried that before, and we got Jar Jar Binks, so I don't want them tinkering with Hub.
Man, Jar Jar Binks, that poor guy.
Lord have mercy.
That poor black actor.
Oh, my God.
Got some great work, who thought he was going to go places.
I remember him in himself. He was in an episode of Good Times. That's what I first saw.
Nuh-uh.
No.
Oh, right. J.J. Binks played J.J.
Yeah, they don't know how to, you know, sometimes treat black people in future or space.
Yeah, Jar Jar Binks. It looked like when Snoop Dogg went Rasta.
What's the dude's name? What's the English dude's name? What's his, who are we talking about? The actor. You know his name? His name, God, it's right on the tip of my tongue. But he's great. And it was that other kid in that movie, too, who was great, who's in Top Boy.
Oh, yeah. Mike, who plays the black guy in the new Star Wars who got... Frankly, they treated John Coffey better than him in Green Mile. The guy from the Green Mile was treated with more respect.
John Bodega.
Boyega.
Yeah, John Boyega was treated less respectfully than the Green Mile.
Oh,
Michael.
Michael.
Big boy. Because he got to grab. He goes, put your balls in my hand, boss. And they healed his balls.
Yeah.
Then they brought him out of prison to be alone with the governor. I don't know what rank.
You're saying he touched more white people.
He got to touch more white ass.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Chinese and private parts than John Boyega, who should have been getting the Filipino girl and the white girl.
Yeah, but I think they pushed that. It's like the Harry Potter movie. When he pushed the Asian girl on him.
Dude.
It's like Asian girls are now the new, like, you got to have, that's got to be the love interest
for anybody.
Because
if you
want to
be successful, you got to date someone in tech.
Yeah, tech. That's the, Silicon Valley.
Did you ever see Mark Zuckerberg when he...
his wife?
He named his firstborn after Xi Jinping in some way. Yeah. Because he was hoping to get Facebook into China, I guess.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
And Xi Jinping was like, that's really weird. I don't know you. I'm paraphrasing, but...
But he did not really do that, did he?
Yeah.
Liu Jing? His son, Liu Jing.
Dude, put Mark Zuckerberg for...
Jing Zuckerberg.
Xi Jinping child name, and it's so...
Is it Ping Zuck?
I know, it doesn't sound racist.
Is this his kid, you said?
Mark Zuckerberg named his child, his firstborn child, after
the president.
Yeah, if you put
of China.
Mark Zuckerberg, Xi Jinping baby name, the story will come up.
I heard he named his daughter, the second kid, Marianne Beijing. Is that right?
No, you got to name it after the leader.
It says Maxima and August.
What?
That's what the name is coming up. You can pull this up if you want.
No, does it?
Maxima
and
August.
Xi Jinping and Mark Zuckerberg and baby name and just the story? Because the story is,
there's a story.
He asked the president to give his unborn baby an honorary Chinese name.
Oh, he asked him to give an honorary Chinese name.
Oh, he said, okay. Yeah. He said, so, you know, like...
He asked him to name the baby.
Yeah, and
he wanted to, and he said no.
And Xi Jinping's like, that's not... I don't love you or care about you.
He named it no imports.
That's an insult to all of China, what you just did, Mark Zuckerberg.
But Zuckerberg has a Chinese wife, right?
A Chinese hologram wife.
Come on, don't do that. That hologram pussy still pussy.
He's got Chinese hologram pussies, what I heard.
And then TJ Miller, remember, got in trouble for like roasting her or something. She was heckling him at an event.
Who was?
TJ Miller, and he snapped on her. I remember that was a whole controversy.
Whose wife?
Zuckerberg's wife.
Okay.
Pull that up. You don't remember that?
No.
When TJ, she was trying to heckle him from the...
big respect to TJ Miller.
And he stung her. And then that's why they took him off.
If TJ stung her good,
that's when HBO dropped him, I think.
I'll text him right now and tell him
No, you don't remember that, really?
No. There's been so many offenses.
This was caught on camera? Because there's videos of people talking about it.
No, it's on camera.
Nice.
It's him on stage and she yelling something.
Why have I not waited?
Right? Yeah, it's some good,
this is what race wars is all about.
Non-black people involved nonsense. But it was good, that was... He snapped on his wife.
Do you know what event it was at?
Maybe it's like Zuckerberg.
There's a million like heckler videos coming up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. TJ Miller, Zuckerberg wife.
That's what I did. And
what comes up?
Heckler videos are coming up first. That's why. Mm. Like the algorithm is just pushing. Like
this is a great live.
All the ones. Seem to say.
Is there any super chats?
Maybe they scrubbed it. He tried to scrub it.
Whoops. All right. Hold on. I'm going to get to the bottom of this fucking shit.
Yeah. This was a big thing. And it was rumored. That's why he got in trouble.
Because I will take it as a conspiracy if he attacked the wrong Zuckerberg's wife.
No, it was her. She was heckling him first, I believe.
Of course she was.
You know, she's up in there like, you know who my husband is?
Yeah, my husband's not even from this earth. Priscilla Chan.
Let me go. You're going to type a whole name in. Now, when Kurt got on something, he's on it. He's like a dog with a bone. I can't
let go of it. Wait.
He cannot do this.
Heckled. Come on.
He can't help it. Look at him.
No, don't say nothing about TJ Miller.
They scrubbed it. That's power. That's some real Deadpool, power.
You think Deadpool had to have it taken down for part three?
I mean, why can't you find anything about it?
Okay, who remembered this first? You did, right?
I did.
And how long ago was it?
A few years before the pandemic.
Fuck, there's not even like a smear piece on TJ about it.
We have to go straight to the source then. Let's get TJ Miller on the line.
All right. Is anybody watching the chat at all that would knows about this or remembers it?
Let me see.
Let's get TJ on the phone.
No.
I mean, yeah.
No?
There's people watching the chat. No one's.
Oh, that came back fast. No, there's nobody gives a shit about this. But I care so much.
Yeah.
You know, Buddy Bolton's going to be coming in charge. You know Buddy Bolton, right?
I love Buddy Bolton. He's a great comic and a great friend. And you said you found him, doing some UFO stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not surprising. All you
I was watching videos of UFO stuff.
Okay? Right. What time of the morning was it?
It was, I started about 10.
Okay. What were you snacking on? What kind of snacks? You had some treats. I know that.
My girl had made some pancakes. She had made pancakes.
She knows how to calm that beast inside of you, don't she? Yeah. Some flapjacks.
I yell like an Inherent Vice. I go, Moto, pancakeo. She's Japanese. I like the respect. Like,
is she Japanese?
Did you see Inherent Vice? What's his name's going? Moto Panakeko! He's yelling at the Japanese guy making him pancake. They're not as good as my mother's, but I come here for the respect. Panakeko!
I didn't see that, but
anyway, we're watching UFO stuff.
Okay.
Linda Moulton.
Is this the lady's show?
Linda Moulton Crowe.
Okay.
She pops up on Ancient Aliens.
Thank God for her. She got herself a husband out of all this.
She's an older gal. Yeah. With
Linda Moulton Ho.
How? Moulton Ho.
That's right. The president of China.
Okay.
Named
if you go, so on YouTube, if you're trying to find good alien shit.
Yeah.
Guess what? Is it the people that got the real information? They don't have good YouTube channels. Generally, there's only a few. A lot of them have like websites that are like old and, you know, they haven't been upkept, but that's where you find the good shit.
Okay. Is this the dark web?
You have to practically go to the dark web, I would call it.
Okay.
And then there's your Dr. Stephen Greer's. Do you know who that is?
No.
Will you, Mike, find a Stephen Greer UFO?
Is he a black dude?
No, he's white with terribly terrible skin.
Is he always on these UFO shows that you might see?
He's like a jacked. He's 70, dude.
Okay,
fucking jacked.
Okay,
and when I watch his shit, it looks like an infomercial for his retreats. Probably like $3,500 a pop, and like you'll make contact, and that ends a little bit
like he's promising that you will make contact.
Yeah, it's a close encounter of the fifth kind.
Okay. And where's this, Phoenix?
The problem is the contact is with his mouth. Yeah,
his mouth on your genitalia while you sleep?
Yeah, I was paralyzed. I couldn't move. That's right. I saw a large head coming up the side of the bed. It's blurry. There was some, I think there was some semen was harvested. Do you have anything you could play of Stephen Greer? Okay. So what I like to do is listen to everybody's stories.
Okay.
And
now, do they have stories of abduction, or do they have stories of witnessing alien activity? Or these
all
guys
kinds
are just
of
professors?
Shit. Okay, look,
who study the?
So here's what I judge it by.
Okay.
Okay. Besides the obvious, like it could, you know, probably horseshit. How quick do they get into every other thing? So if they're like, and that's where Bigfoot came from, I'm like, all right.
Okay, yeah.
Or if it's like they get into, quote, like this guy always quotes some yogi, some Indian bullshit about okay. his conscience. I'm like, listen, save me the Deepak.
The Deepak
Chopra. UFO Chopra, yeah. Whatever the fuck this is.
Timeless body and ageless mind, Chopra.
Yeah, UFO Oprah. I'm not wanting no UFO Oprahs.
I can show you his top videos and you could pick what you want.
Okay, let's do that.
Okay. I always get mad when some of these UFO people try to discredit black people for building the pyramids and stuff like that. As soon as I hear that, I'm out.
We have a trailer for one of you. Want to watch like a trailer for one of
them? Yeah. Oh, yes. That's exactly what I like to do.
The sexiest one you can find, too. Let's get space crazy today.
The question is often asked, when will UFO disclosure happen?
These lights, they keep coming together?
The answer is, it has.
What?
Hello. The New York Times revealed the existence of a secret government program.
Wait, hold on. Press pause. Okay, it has, but for some reason, they only went to the guy from Blink 182 and Demi Lovato with this information.
Oh, Tom? Tom?
Yeah. Here's who we disclosed it to. We thought long and hard. Tom DeLonge from Blink 182 and Demi Lovato. We chose Demi Lovato to try to explain human gender to the aliens. It's the only way we can defeat them, by trying to explain our gender system to them and then the logic. Like Star Trek. Okay, go ahead.
He hates the
Lovato. Secret government program to investigate UFO sightings.
This is a very complicated story. I have put a briefing together for every president since Bill Clinton.
They haven't read it, but I did make it.
No, I mailed it to an address that wasn't theirs.
I think we got our wires crossed or something, but I'm working on getting that to them right away.
I read it. I wrote it in crayon. Okay.
Is
this him?
Yes. Now, if you look at the sides of his face, it looks like they've experienced interplanetary bombardment.
Yeah, this dude ain't.
By hot comets.
Yeah.
Or hot meteorites.
You got bad T-zone. Bad T-zone, man.
Yeah.
Thing that they want the public to be afraid of.
This is a national security imperative.
We must have American dominance in space.
That's all the
lie. The national security state, they want to establish a planetary government by spinning that this is a threat.
One set of facts, two narratives. The threat isn't extraterrestrial. The threat is covert human.
The Close Encounters of the Fifth Kind protocol developed by Dr. Greer. The most dangerous information he has released to the public.
Okay, this is where the bullshit really starts.
Okay.
And if you're like, okay, hey, aliens, his fucking uncle works for like Northrop Grumman or somebody who would have UFOs.
This guy?
Yeah, he's like some Lockheed baby or something. So here's where the bullshit is. When he goes, Close Encounters of the Fifth Kind, this is the most dangerous information. Mm-hmm. What that is an info, because I watch it, it's for free online. It's an infomercial to go to one of his retreats. And then you sit like a bunch of HBO's Real Sex 19 hippies and fucking concentrate. And then I'm guessing somebody shoots some flares up out of the woods.
Can we go? We should go.
Well,
I think we should go and experience this before we judge it.
I would ask the chat to really lobby.
Let's see what kind of experience this would be.
The Gas Digital Network to set us up on a retreat.
Set us up.
We should go to that.
We should go to that.
Holy shit.
I could like look into it and see if we could.
Okay, Mike, look into taking I'd like a Close Encounter of the Fifth Kind.
I will go with an open mind.
And not the kind Sherrod said, which is interracial cock.
It's out of this world. Listen to me, I think we should go through before
I don't want a John Mayer surprise.
It comes with guitar lessons, so your loss.
Is possible.
So what he does, so when I'm watching, it's like, oh, this is an ad for like, come, because everybody's like, yeah, I went there. It's like Tony Robbins, but Tony Robbins shows you a fucking UFO.
And a $500,000 watch that you'll never own.
Put in Linda Moulton Howe.
Let me see it. Let me take a look.
Now hers, big. Here's why I like hers. So this guy's thing.
She got big titties?
She's very old, Shrod.
Titties ain't, so what? Titties can be big and old? You know what? Wow.
Those milk tumors have metastasized. That's the name of her new book.
Those are metastasized titties.
So I like, because what I want to know is, like, you ever see Bob Lazar, the guy that went on Rogan and talked about working
yes.
on the
ship? Okay. He's got some good stuff now.
And
some
I watched,
people got some credible information.
I got,
about.
Yeah, there's a body language guy that I'm friends with named Scott Rouse who does good body language readings.
When do you meet these people?
Him I know through Kyle. He's a fan of the show. But so anyway.
He's like, hey, man, I read bodies.
No,
you
yeah,
came in here
do.
Lying. You lied.
Remember
right
the show? Remember the show Lie to Me with Tim Roth?
Yes.
That's based on him and some friends of his. They were the consultants for that. And yeah. he was like, they turned it into complete horse shit. Because Lie to Me, he could just tell. He would turn his head, he goes, you're lying. Like,
yes, yes.
And it's not like that. It's not a thing that you could be. It's very reasonable.
They used it in the campaigns, too. Remember in the campaigns in 2016 or whatever, they used a whole bunch of people in the debates to see who was telling truth lying.
Oh, is that right?
Tells, yeah.
Yeah, so it's, but you have, you know, the whole, you have to establish a baseline and figure it out. And he came on. I'm going to have him on again. When you come to L.A., dude, we'll do it and have him on. And he'll do body language. But it's very interesting. And not him, but another body language guy watched Bob Lazar and was like, his body language is not
lying.
Yeah.
There's no deception.
I'm not even going by a body language thing, but it was interesting. But the story that Bob Lazar told is eerie when he's telling it on Rogue. It's like eerie.
Yeah.
The story.
Like, which one really scared you? Which one was so eerie? Let's take a look at it.
Well, did anybody already not see this? So much more popular.
I didn't see the shit all of it.
So much more popular.
I don't
popular.
Watch Bob. Joe Rogan is it? Joe Rogan, like the rest of y'all, fucking twerks.
No, I never listen to anybody's podcast. But
you listen to it, you bro.
If you let me finish before stomping all over me, like.
I'll save my stomp. Go.
Like an alpha male Rogan fan.
Oh, I love Rogan.
The clips on YouTube, they would pop up on my feed. So they're short clips of like, and he gets like good people. So put in Bob Lazar, alien, Bob Lazar. He said something that was fucking crazy on it.
Yeah. When it's, yeah.
Like,
but there's been a lot of classified papers that's been declassified recently. So
I have a very popular clip of him on Joe Rogan.
Okay, play it. You never saw this?
Is it shirts off? Is it shirt scans, him and Rogan?
It's shirts, no pants.
Now, I'm not in, believe it or not, I'm not into UFOs. I don't follow stories.
Really, or, Bill Nye, the science guy?
Your experiences?
Just be
no, I'm
open-minded.
Fascinated with the technology, and it really irks me like every night
minutes.
I go to sleep.
Urkel?
You know, I don't, that it was my own doing, essentially, that prevented me from continuing on in the project. I mean, it's to be on that cutting edge of technology is so alluring to me.
Right.
But, you know, by the same token, I don't really care that there's aliens or where they come from. I mean, the prize is the technology.
That's how autistic
that's what I'm
he
fascinated
is.
By. But so I don't listen to UFO.
I just like trains.
Yeah.
Wow, this one goes fast. All right, but you hear he regrets ever talking about it and
because
fucking up.
It's like fucking up him getting knowledge about it.
Yeah. So how he described it is he would work on it's all compartmented, and that's the common thing you'll hear where people had anything to do with anything.
Right. Even they break it down to so many things you only know so much about it.
Yeah, and so they didn't tell him shit about it.
Right.
He heard from the guy. He talks about a guy he worked with in there.
Right. Running his mouth. Yeah.
And he said, like, from what I was told by, I don't know that it was from an archaeological dig, the shit they had. Mm-hmm. And he saw a specific. Anyway, he describes it. I want to hear those details. I don't want to hear about Baba Yogi's fucking meditations that you talk to a fucking praying mantis.
Right.
I want to know, like, weird, like, dry nerd.
Right. This is what I saw as one of my nerd eyes.
Yeah. And, yeah. Okay, go.
Trying to make reason out of it.
Thing. But George Knapp is, I mean, he's the guy that has the contacts and tries to thread everything together. And what he recently told me is he found.
Stop dropping dime on people.
Know, it was either documentation or people that he spoke to. It's that this, the existence of this project, the project that I was on, it's something that they seem to take out every 8 or 10 years.
So that's a very specific memo, and this is actually this is the first time.
Now this guy, the
who's
movie
the pirate that's hosting.
So this fucking small batch independent brewer.
Who's this Duck Dynasty ass?
This guy who pickles his own fucking beets and snap beans.
Williamsburg Brewery.
This guy who really admires Gavin McGinnis' fashion sense but doesn't like what he stands for now.
He rides a bicycle made of wood.
This guy rides a bicycle with one giant wheel and one tiny wheel.
A penny farther. He's this, a penny farther.
You guys talking about me?
Oh, yeah. Father. He's got a mic. Mike, you don't even... You got a long way
I
to go.
Mike
to
even.
No, this guy is...
Now, I assume your goal is to have hold up...
I love you guys.
Like shoulder press one of those barbells with big balls on the end of it.
You're like the third Wright brother.
Yeah. I'd rather keep my balls down here. Below. My big
this Marquis of Queensberry boxer.
you're
40 rounds of bare knuckle.
Your guest is here.
Great news, fans. Yo Kratom, the best supporter of this show, of the entire Gas Digital family, I would say, just launched Yo Delta. That's right. They've got Delta 8. Now, this copy says this is news, but I've been telling you about it for many episodes, so this is old copy, but you get the point. Delta 8. Do you want to get high and you can't get weed for some crazy reason? And now you have to take extra, but maybe you can get CBD. That's usually how like places do it now. This is like CBD, Delta 8, but it's the part they take out to not make you high. Only you could take this part to be high. It's pretty simple. If you use Delta 8, I recommend a good brand because they are not created equal. That's my experience. And Yo Delta makes some fine kratom at the Yo Kratom side of the company. So I have no reason not to feel like it's going to be pretty great here. In fact, I think I got some that they sent me, the gummies, which have been making, in case you're wondering, why is the quality of Kurt's podcast so low? Well, it's because Yo Delta's quality of Delta 8 is so high. Anyway, it's potent, and if you're living in a state where weed's illegal and you're constantly trying to get a hold of your source, and you know the deal. Go to YoDelta.com and use promo code GAS, and you can get 25% off of your order of Delta 8 gummies and or vapes. I would go with gummies is my preference personally, but you could do whatever you want. I'm not the boss of you. Like, your state that won't let you get weed. YoDelta.com. All right, back to the show. Oh, Buddy's in?
He's in.
Okay, let me insult Jeremy. Oh, Buddy!
That's who.
Hold on, we're
on
just insulting Jeremy Corbell's hipster look for a couple more seconds.
Yeah, it's like he's...
Buddy!
Now he insults me.
Buddy! No. Buddy Boltron!
Great seeing you guys.
Oh, here, Buddy.
You guys, I love you. I want to reach through and
Buddy
grab
Boltron.
You.
Yeah, Buddy Bolton. We know many
years.
I
just want to say to the audience, I didn't know I was going to be recorded, but I've seen both of these guys do some of the most despicable, amazing shit in my life.
I appreciate
that. That's right. That's we, too, worked with UFOs.
That's true.
And we fucked those aliens.
Oh, right in the south mouth. And they asked for
it. Got it.
We're They're all here. Adults.
I don't know what they call it, but I put it right in the south mouth.
It's technically a cloaca. A cloacia, yeah.
Is that too much?
Okay, so.
Buddy, what's going on?
Not much, my friends. I love you guys. You know, I've been out of comedy for a while now. After my mom passed, I reprioritized my life. And I've been doing a lot of really cool explorations. You know, I never really made an issue of it in a comedy for obvious reasons, but I have a big belief since childhood of intuition and our intuitive abilities. And, you know, you just see it in life time and time again. You know, your grandma will say, like, don't, you know, you need cranberry juice. This is actually a real story for me. You have to drink cranberry juice.
Well, pee after sex.
I'm going to college. I'm 20 years old, you know, and I go to college and I have a kidney problem. So it's like, how do they know this shit? So I've been doing a lot of that stuff and working with scientists. And
because you were a drunk. You were a drinker back then. And Nana knew you were drinking back then. She knew you were going to get some type of drinking thing or a UTI. Because it's college. Kind of it's college. You're going to get a UTI.
Did all kind of fucking partying with Buddy Bolton. A classic comic strip partying.
Yes. That's the first reason I moved over there.
The amount of vagina that Sherrod and I got in the basement. Oh my gosh.
It was a lot.
Ridiculous.
Let's not talk about that.
There was a list on the wall.
Yeah, they painted over it. Let's get back to the UFOs, goddammit.
Yeah. Okay, good. All right. Let me take you down a little trail, if you don't mind, for a second.
Well, can I just tell Sherrod why I've been watching this Linda Moulton.
Right.
How, not Crow.
Okay.
Earth Files.
Incredibly. That's what it's called. Earth Files. What I like, so Sherrod had never seen the Bob Lazar Rogan thing.
I saw pieces of it, but not that part, yeah.
So I always watch these and try to just pick out a thing I haven't heard before. That's all. I don't want to, like, the guy Stephen Greer that we showed, he always takes into some fucking UFO pro shit, right?
Right.
And I like when they're, like, dry. Like, Bob Lazar is dry. He don't care about none of that shit.
Factual.
He can't, he's the most autistic technology guy.
Yeah.
Okay? And then Linda Moulton Howe, she aggregates, like, every fucking story that's anybody ever had. So some of them, yeah, like, and she has shit where I'm like, I don't fucking know, but she has so much info. And so there's a guy named Charles C. Hall that I was watching first who works, according to him, with the tall whites.
Okay.
Do you know the alien races of the universe?
Are they tall whites, low grains?
Do you know? Okay, buddy. Yes, okay. Sir. Anyway, I was watching Linda Moulton Howe. She was talking about trantaloids. Dry.
Okay.
Trantaloids, the different classes of aliens, yes.
Yes.
And this is something that actually was from the U.S. government studies, and they tried to classify them. And there's one called trantaloids, which is an insect type classification. And it's the most hilarious name, too.
Okay, wait, buddy, wait. Let me tell Shaw this. Hold on, before I get to you. Let me, but no, that you're right. But so there's a guy named Richard C. Doty. He's in a movie called Mirage Men.
Okay.
And he was a DIA member of the Defense Intelligence Agency.
Okay.
And his job was to
United
put
States
out
Air Force.
His job was to put out fake information about aliens to people that would live close to a base.
Yeah.
It's kind of a famous thing. Now, I had not seen that. I thought that meant they were making it up. It was some drone program.
Right.
But this guy, Richard Doty's like, no, there was actual alien shit. But we, and I didn't barely had to say anything to this guy. I was just telling him he's right about whatever he came up with. And here's the real, there's an interview with him. The testimony of Richard C. Doty is on YouTube.
Can I go ahead?
And I watched that where he talked about, and now that guy, his job was to be a bullshitter, okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
The shit he's saying on the interview, though, is still very eerie. What makes it eerie is how, like, it doesn't sound like there's shit you kind of heard and shit you haven't, but none of it's like fucking meditation or your Indian religion you're into. He just talks about the briefings he got and how
it's we know he's not still bullshitting us.
He probably is.
Because he's a good bullshitter.
That's the question. That's the question. You know, he was a disinformation agent for the United States Air Force, USAFOI, I think it was, Office of Intelligence. And he would go out to UFO cases. And he's famous for this one case where a guy was recording stuff and recording the audio from the base, which is, you know, of course, a big no-no. And he went to that guy and fucked with him, gave him real information and fake information. And ultimately, the guy ended up killing himself. It's just, you know, he
killed himself, like Epstein.
And so Doty's back now, and Doty has admitted. He has admitted that he, at that time, was doing disinformation to cover Black Project drones, okay?
But he's still a liar.
He's on Gaia. He's on all the different TV shows and doing as much publicity as he can to try and promote UFOs. So I think, once again, he's doing disinformation to cover Black
Does he have a book? I thought he was trying to write a book, but it wasn't a lot. Like, because selling a book's also a
motive. White man is a tricky man. A white man, tricky man.
Okay, now, then I watch Charles Hall, who is
he's a real deal.
He's a Minnesota bumpkin, but he does have a degree in nuclear physics. And
you
he
had
worked,
me at bumpkin.
But his is the one that was the most riveting to me because it had the most, like, I never heard that before, and the least amount of
bullshit.
West Hollywood.
Yeah, weird shit.
Right.
And
non-verifiable stuff.
But that guy, and he comes off as like, he can be very well country dumb, as they say, but he looks very believable while he's talking. And there's certain he gives weird details about these aliens, the tall whites.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Their cultural life.
Yeah.
Understanding. I think he was a weather officer in the military.
Yes.
And he had this part in this range, and he was the one guy to go to this range and go around and do all this stuff. And in this area, it's right outside of Area 51. He made contact with these beings. And over
Here's the part that hooked me, buddy. Here's what hooked me to it. Cause I was like, all right, why do you, he goes, the reason I'm allowed to say anything about it is nothing I did was classified. No one briefed me ever. They told me nothing I did is classified. Right. They would have him talk to the neurosurgeon at the base after, if he felt like it. And the rumors, it was like haunted by a white, some nuclear goat. They had a joke about it.
A nuclear goat.
So everything he said, yeah, but it wasn't a nuclear goat. Spoiler alert.
Of course.
Aww.
Okay. But so all the things he figured out was on his own with no one telling him anything. Okay.
Right.
Or he's a guy alone. Now, it could be this very, you know, a guy alone in a weather shack who has the brain of a nuclear physicist making up something cool.
Right.
But either way, his details, he's either a very great science fiction writer because his details hook you with like little things that you're like, it's all about the what tall whites. They're like basically how they get old. When they get old, they live like 900 years.
Yeah.
Their bones keep growing. So when they get really old, they're really tall. Big.
Like that, remember that movie when one of those goats got caught in a thing?
Yes.
That big white fucking.
Yeah, and they could wear a fucking disguise and pass as humans if you weren't looking too close. They're not like gray aliens. They just had bigger eyes that were and little ears back here and very thin hair. And they would set excursions for them to go to Vegas, and they liked going to places that had a space theme. They thought it was funny.
Because they're in there dressed up.
He talked
Comic-Con.
About
Comic-Con. I knew I saw a couple at Comic-Con.
Want
to fuck my girlfriend. Okay.
They had a thing, like a little pen thing. It was a pencil shaped, and the older ones had a longer one, he said.
What was that?
It was a thing that was a microwave emitting thing that they could tune to different elements in your body. So if they hit the sodium thing, be like you were being electric shocked to death. If they hit it on, they had one that could make you calm. They just tune it to different.
And why did they? And they just have this in Vegas. And they're Vegas drunk, just changing niggas' moods.
No. It was late. They would go at a certain time of night and escorted and all that shit. But GE and stuff were helping them. Basically, they're not here to colonize. This is the interesting thing because they weren't here to save the whales. They weren't here to colonize. Right. It was like a stop on the way to other shit for them. We were helping, and they would give us technology, but nothing. Only what suited them. So if they needed something for their inside their he said he went on a ship. They had a microwave in the ship, and they had this force field emitter. So they had taken the door off, and they had this thing set up that would guard them. That was how
microwave.
Yeah, and they had
the door broke off.
Yeah, they had a lot of fiber optic.
Bum ass.
The way he was like, I kind of figured out because you weren't allowed to look at any of their shit.
It's like a frat boy's house. It's like a frat house. It's like the door fell off. So
we
put duct tape around it.
No,
but
with some extra field in physics that isn't discovered.
Yes.
They all would, they're called the
super
tall whites.
Protective of their kids.
He would say to the fucking women, he would like, the way he would talk to them, he would go, I know you love your children more than we love our children, is how he'd have to address.
Start talking?
They're super proud of like family relations. Right. And if you touch one, you'd be killed.
Touch one of the kids?
But one of them.
Okay.
One guy, there was some female called the school teacher, one of them, and he talked to another guy that they're walking down some stairs, and she looked like she was going to fall because they're like, the way they walk is different. So he reached out just to study her, and she pulled out this thing and like tortured him with it, and he had to like beg for his life. She's like, do you think we're fools? Do you think we're like, and he's like, ugh. And they would give us stuff.
I heard a very similar story where someone got too close to the, one of the children, and one of them just went up and hit him in the chest, like with an open palm, and they kind of like a Matrix move, and they went flying, you know.
Really? But he said they're weaker. Wait. He said the difference is they don't heal like we're like super Wolverine healing compared to them.
Right. If they they're really fragile.
Yeah. They have this kind of field where if you like throw something at it, it would just drop. And they fucking are amazed at that. Like we're like gorillas compared to them.
Oh, our strength. Okay.
This is where I started going, oh, I see the tall whites. Like, there's even more whiter creatures that are above us that they look at us like, oh, look at them. That's cute. Like, it's very.
Look at those.
Yeah, it's fascinating. And he didn't have any ill will toward it. Like, he was like, they only, if it helps them, they talk to you. It's not like they weren't. That's the shit that was interesting.
They wouldn't talk to other people. He became kind of like the voice of them. And my understanding is, well, let me give you my opinion on him in general.
Well, okay, wait, buddy, I'll set you up. Hold on. So then I started trying to find more. I watched this lady, Linda Moulton Howe. She's talking about trantaloids, these insect things that can shift shape.
Right.
She goes, so some remote viewers, I'm talking to a remote viewer, Buddy Bolton. Me and my girl are watching. I go, I know Buddy, a guy named Buddy Bolton. Probably not.
What's the chance?
Then a picture comes up of Buddy with a wiener dog.
So you know it's him. The
explaining the inside of the trans. I was like, this is the craziest shit.
Mr. Pickles.
So then I texted Buddy, and so that's why I got him on the show. All right, so now you go, Buddy.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Okay, let me respond to my belief about him, and then I'll go into really quickly remote viewing in a very, kind of clinical context, the way that we all prefer. I don't think we like the mystical. It's just not, you can't connect with it. You know, first, when people have a weird experience, or a super weird experience, like seeing a craft or having some sort of reality expanding experience like that, it becomes, they get wound up in this. You see this with UFO sightings and researchers all the time. They'll quit their profession. They become completely focused on this. It had changed their reality.
That's what I did. I haven't done an episode of this podcast in like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Because of my whole of aliens. Yeah.
I have got so much information on all of this stuff. I've, you know, explored this stuff for many, many, many years. I've been involved on different levels. So I think what happened with him is something that happens with a lot of these people, is they'll see a real event. They'll participate in a real event up to a level, and then they'll just fill in a bunch of stuff and keep getting attention and stuff like that.
Yeah, so that's what I thought too, buddy.
And that's the case with Charles as well too. And he's very real. He's very, when you see him, you get this context that this is a really quiet guy off, camera or off, audio. Mm-hmm. He seems like a real nebbishy kind of guy.
Can we play some of him? The Charles Hall, Area 51. Just play a little bit of it so you can understand the kind of guy. Like I said, I understand the concept of country dumb very well. And the guy's got nuclear degrees. So he comes off like the most Ryan Hamilton-esque innocent man. Young Ryan.
I've been down to Area 51, by the way, and Roswell.
Well, he said it was Area 54, not Area 51.
So they renamed it.
Dreamland. I've heard of Dreamland.
Yeah.
And
there's all fencing and shit over there. And then
there's a whole facility inside the side of the mountain. It's definitely there. You can look at and see all the evidence for it. So this all ties, there's a lot of people just like him who had real experiences. I'm not talking about the ones who bullshit from the bottom up. Okay. And this happens. They will have an amazing experience. And then so the psychology of getting all that attention and stuff, symptoms, spinning. My longtime history in terms of the esoteric and, intuition, all that stuff, started with my mom, who told me, dreams can be prophetic. You can see the future in your dreams sometimes. Dreams can tell the future. And so that was kind of like my first, inclusion into all this stuff. And there's something called controlled remote viewing. And this is something that was invented by Ingo Swann, who is a psychic and an artist who has been tested.
Do you know who Ingo Swann
many, many times
is?
By the top. I don't know Ingo Swann.
He worked for the goddamn government. Now, look,
he
if you want to say
20
you don't,
years.
Yeah. Mm. If you want to be like, this is all horseshit, you could say that. Mm-hmm. But you could say the government wasted money on it, but he did it.
Yes, the CIA.
I know Lynn Swann, though. Lynn Swann, the football
that's
player?
A different one, yes.
Okay, different
Swann.
Yeah, right, different Swann.
So Ingo started this program and ran for 20 years in the Department of Defense. And they did the most amazing shit. You have to see a documentary called Third Eye Spies from Lance Mangia. And he interviews all the directors and the different agencies and says, yeah, it was real. Yeah, this happened. He shows you the incredible drawings. It's this technique. Mm. It's a 7-page technique that gets astounding non-local information. Like, not coincidence. Not like, oh, that guy's smart.
There's an actual written instructions.
Yeah, it's a 7-page long process.
Send that to me.
Anyone can do it. They kept getting audited at the CIA, this program, and they're like, the auditor would come in and be like, okay, you guys are bullshitting with this psychic crap. Okay, show me how you do this. And he'd go through all their paperwork and their finances and everything. And so what they learned to do, Ingo Swann and the directors of it, Russell Targ, very famous physicist, not Kurt Russell, different guy who had UFO experience.
A famous physicist named Russell Targ?
Russell Targ. He's a laser pioneer, genius.
It's Targ, not Targ.
He brought a pride to the name Targ.
And not Targ, right? It's Targ.
Not Targ, Targ.
It's Targ. Targ.
Targ.
Spell it.
G.
Oh.
Targ. It's Targ. I am Targ. Targ from Belgium. Targ.
Wow. Okay, what a great name. Okay, good.
And he is an amazing guy. Anyway, the CIA would come in and he learned over time to teach them the process and have them do it to validate it. So the auditors would come in. Their first experience during control remote viewing was like, boom, incredible accuracy. And then approve the program every year. And he learned to do that after like the fifth year of the audits. So this is... Wow. astonishingly real. You have to experience it yourself. I can teach you guys the formula. Apparently, I've got incredibly good accuracy. I've met and worked with people in intelligence and government agencies and different groups. And I can say this now. I don't want to make a big deal of it, but I worked for, like, or played, I guess I should say, for 4 years or more with genius head scientist from Skinwalker named Eric Bard. And it was totally under the table, just, you know, working with him. No, and I don't want to get too deep into it, but the stuff that we experienced, you really have to experience it yourself to know the validity of it.
So the should we get the Stephen Greer shit. Package? We were talking about it just to do
like
it
going
for the
down
show.
There, yeah.
The Stephen Greer.
Don't go the Stephen Greer route.
Because it's going to be like don't $8,000.
That's not the good route to go. He's become very... He
yeah, you
real,
can see it, yeah.
Pioneer. He's yeah. become very...
Dude, the ultimate conspiracy yeah, is real. Money. The ultimate conspiracy is always fucking money. It's amazing.
Happened to the My Pillow guy.
Mike Pillow.
And he goes into... Mike. Everyone wants in this, you know, stuff, in UFOs and phenomenology, everyone wants to be the purveyor of the truth. You know, I'm the guy who met, you know, Zamdar from, you know, whatever, and this is the facts. And Stephen Greer did incredibly well at first. He was an emergency room doctor, and another doctor named Dr. Burke and him, when they were both long-haired hippies, went out and did some of these protocols the first time. And I heard a story from Dr. Burke that was stunning. They were just about to leave after... Oh, first Dr. Greer explained to him, UFOs are being seen a lot at concerts. And Dr. Greer thought it might be because of the lights and the sound and the activity. So he bought a big, like, sun gun flashlight thing. And they went out into the desert, flashing in the sky for a while. And after a while, nothing happened. They were just about to leave. And then a gigantic fucking triangle flies straight towards them, right above them. And then behind it was a saucer. And they both talk about it independently. They both talk about it the same way. Definitely happened.
Buddy,
and,
have you seen the patent for the triangle ship? That's anti-grav, 2018 patent?
Yeah.
What's it called? The Manta or something?
Yeah. There's a bunch of... Yes, the Black Manta.
Black Manta.
I think it was called.
African-American
which is
Manta,
great,
guys.
African-American
Manta. Can we have some respect for some things in this fucking UFO fucking conversation?
You know, it's so weird to me that there's been tons of studies. There's a genius guy named Dr. Dean Radin. You know who Dean Radin is?
No.
Dean Radin is? No. He's done a ton of studies, real empirical scientific studies with peer review of psychic ability, intuitive ability, and people's ability to affect random number generators, psychokinesis, essentially. And all of these studies, and these have been done for years. I mean, not just by him, by institutions, Stanford, Princeton. Princeton had the anomalies lab that ran for like, you know, 30 years or something like that. We know that there is this weird thing that you get little tiny pieces of information from someplace. We don't know where.
Agreed.
We don't know how, but it's real shit. Jimmy Carter said that the remote viewing program was the most amazing thing during his presidency that he had seen.
That peanut monkey.
Okay. Well, okay. And, but listen, I think you do get little pieces of things here and there. But, so I you know, the counter would be that the government's stupid and will blow money on a thing and they're easily fooled with, you know, like James Randi did all the, hey, come collect this fucking money, being psychic.
All right.
Just, but now I will say.
Yeah. It's the reason why people pay.
I'm money. Just pointing that out that, you know, so, I always hedge it is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You have to. And you have to try and say, where is the science? Where's the physics in this? And, you know, here's the important part. To someone who's a skeptic and doesn't know the information, at least realize throughout history, phenomena has almost always represented emerging new science.
Yeah.
So 200 years ago, there was all this weird phenomena and stuff going on. People thought it was demon energy and this, that, and the other. It was a bunch of different phenomena. And a guy named Volta unified this weird stuff into the electromagnetic field, explained static electricity, that when you get zapped, or the torpedo fish that zaps people and all this stuff. And all the mystery disappeared. All that fear, buddy, and mystery of this demon energy. You know, and I think that's happening now. There's a new field. And, you know, 200 years later, after discovering the electromagnetic field, we couldn't live without it. We can't imagine that.
Yeah, right. Wait, buddy, but you know how they, you know, here's what happens is all the pop kind of science shit.
Yeah.
Remember string theory was this huge popular thing, and like, meanwhile, everybody's like, that's horseshit now. But all the famous scientists that made a bunch of money, like almost like UFO people off of their... like, now you watch it, you'll see it, like, debunked by, like, reputable scientists.
Yeah.
Do you think, like...
string theory hasn't completely debunked, by the way.
Well, no, it's not. It's, but it's not... A lot of money went into because, but basically, because money controls everything. That was the thing you would want to.
It was
go
a
into
hot new thing it
as
was
a scientist.
Hot new,
yes.
So now,
get funding.
What's interesting to me is you'll hear shit like, "Oh, everything's a hologram." You hear all this shit that could borderline sound like a religion, but they're like, "It's all, that." And that's what's like eerie to me is that.
Yeah.
Yes. And it's the science that fucks me up when those things end up being reproducible and scientifically proven to, you know, five sigma or six or whatever. That's the stuff that wigs me out.
Buddy, there's a can study I ask
that
you this?
Says, yeah.
So, like, because I watched Linda Moulton Howe now a lot, right?
You love her.
I do love her. She was back before electricity.
She's amazing. I adore her.
She has, it's almost like she has everything from, like, the most fucking new age shit to the most interesting little details.
Okay.
She aggregates it all. So... Yes.
She got big tits.
They were talking about some because what I try to do is try to piece together the parts of the stories that match up and see, you know, like that's what you gotta look for, like repeating things.
Is it internally consistent? Yeah.
So one thing that I look for is how many fucking fingers did they have on the thing? So sometimes you'll hear it's four fingers with little suction things on the tip.
Right.
Then sometimes you'll hear other numbers. Now I watched that guy Richard Doty say that the, what's the guy's name? Bob is a guy, it's an Alien in Black video. And he's like, oh, that was real. But his own words were they have four fingers. And then you show Bob and he's got a thumb. He said there were no thumbs. So then I'm like, that's a.
Well, that's an impend. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. So she was talking about reincarnation. You know, there's some obsession with souls and soul containers. Now, here's the thing that I bump up against with that is one.
Soul container.
Like the idea of a soul is a Greek thing. Like some Christian, I was Jehovah's Witness. So we didn't believe in a soul. We were like old Jews.
Yeah, that's
that
what
don't
they
believe
you.
in a separate ghost inside you. Okay,
you're that, still like an old Jew, by the way.
Yeah,
I had the hair for it. Hey, so yeah, then, but she's talking about reincarnation. So okay, so if there's a such a thing as a soul, I don't imagine it like a ghost.
Seven
right?
ounces.
What I imagine it as is. If you play some like fucking PlayStation or game and you create your own character, right?
Boom,
and,
you're
and yep, then you're so that's what a soul would be. That okay,
the
and
guy
then,
who's making the character.
I played a bunch of different games and made new characters, and is that what reincarnation is, right?
That's
like
kind of,
I reincarnated kind of I in 20 ninja games over the years.
Yeah, I believe
so that's how I imagine
it. Feels right, doesn't it feel right? Like,
well, I did DMT, and that's why I thought that.
Oh, well, that might have given you some insight. It feels like. We're getting into area that this is not my specialty, you know, because there's nothing you can pin down to physics, but there's things that feel right and resonate. And this area, you know, there's something about this body and this life that feels foreign right from being a child, even. I don't know how much you guys have experienced that. It just feels weird.
I transitioned back and forth at least three times. So, yeah.
Yes.
I know.
Yeah. Thank you, Caitlyn Jenner.
Those hormones wreaked havoc on my female body. Yeah.
That's right. Don't drive while you transition.
All I drive and
day. All of
I HRT and drive myself. Do you? I go through the seven stages of grief, anger, acceptance.
Car's full. It's a full car.
Wait, so I want to know about tranoloids because you were talking. Like, this is what I always look for now. I want to know about the gut. Okay. So you hear
got some cool drawings and pictures and stuff.
I know. I saw on her thing. So
show
okay,
it. There's bring it up.
See, the tall white thing interests me because I hear them casually mixed up with the Nordic aliens, but from what I get, it's a separate thing. And that guy, Charles Hall, says really interesting. Now, I don't know if he made it up, but he said they're not from even the galaxy. The Nordics, he said, he called them the Norwegians with 24 teeth, the other ones. He said they had the least good. It took them the longest to get here. The Greys had the best shit. Okay, and then the fucking tall whites came from a Arcturus or whatever. I don't care where they came from, but they had really nice shit. But like the trans.
Here's an
like,
interesting thing. Here's an interesting thing about the Greys and some of these species. Let's say there's an advance. Let's say 500 years in the future for humans, we will be able to create all sorts of probes, and we will keep sending them out like Voyager and all that stuff. And
over AI.
Time, we get more. Yes, sure. Like there's something called the von Neumann probe, which is an idea that you send these probes out to different solar systems and they reproduce themselves. They surveillance the galaxy, I mean, that solar system, then they keep reproducing and spreading. So right. a civilization could slowly garner more and more knowledge, okay? So if you're creating ships, if you're doing all this advanced technology, you wouldn't go yourself to Earth. Right. You wouldn't send, jeopardize. You would have some sort of, like we have with video games and robots, they would have a, quote, avatar. These right. beings, these grays, most people believe, and there are some scientists who said they've examined the bodies. These are guys who are reputable, not the wacky doodle ones, that say these are created beings for the missions, for the craft, for all the, you know, different stuff. And if that is true, if you can create a second generation life form, we could do that, I think, in a, you know, 500 years or something.
Yeah,
it brings it to a different level. Yeah, so grays, they think, are...
Who's the ones making it, though? Like, are they taller grays?
That's the question. Who Nobody is knows. The primary intelligence? What right. is the primary intelligence? If something is more advanced than you, it can trick you.
Right.
Every
yeah.
one of your senses, it can yeah. trick your cognizance. I can trick my dog so thoroughly, it's not even funny, just by taking a ball and putting it under my shirt. Yeah. You know, imagine how thoroughly we could be tricked. We like to think we're not. Well, no, I can't be tricked. You know,
dude, Sherrod got me with close your eyes, open your mouth one time.
Yeah.
See?
3 days in a row, too. Dummy.
I figured by the third time it had to be something good.
Every time it was good.
Oh, wow. That is. Ooh. Well, it kind of keeps with the anal probe, you know, with the aliens. So that kind of, it all fits in.
It all fits in.
Yeah.
Is wild. We
okay, wait, can I ask you? Because yeah. this is what I want to know the most is, what have you, and without, just with full, not even questioning your...
Give me one more of your claws.
Yeah, some claws. Without just assuming everything you know is saying is real, what races have you remote viewed that you think are races, and what ones are an AI? Because I hear there's like fucking seven kinds of grays from these people.
Seven grays?
Yeah.
Okay, so when you do remote viewing or you assess a remote viewer, there are verifiable targets, like what's in this house or what's in this box or what's in France. And these can be verified, okay? You can only judge a remote viewer's accuracy on unverifiable targets by how well at least they do on their verified.
I saw you get JSAP.
I've gotten into a bunch of this stuff.
Dude, this is why I got Buddy. I saw her talking an old video.
Oh, the lady, the chick?
Where she's talking to him and he said something Linda. On the side, said JSAP or something like that. Mm-hmm. And then later,
special program.
She's talking about JSAP, which stands for Julie ASAP, ASAP, which is shooting down. So he picked a thing on an old video that sounds very much like the name that it turned out to be.
Right.
Which is kind of cool. But, okay.
And you was watching this and saw this and then heard talking about
really
it.
Really quickly, before I go into the Trontoloids, I did a viewing last January. She asked me if the war would happen in Ukraine before 2014. I said it would happen in 5 weeks. I did a series of drawings that showed a gigantic warship burning, a giant battleship burning. I drew a thing of a map of the battle order, where it would start, what positions would be attacked from where, when.
I mean, the Rand Corporation printed it out publicly, but no, I'm joking.
can you guys see stuff here? I could send you some of the pictures. It's stunning. One of them looks like an exact drawing, an exact image of a field with the road and all the blow-up craters from the bombs from a drone of POV. I said that the Kursk Bridge would be blown up after the start of the war. I said all these different things that ended up coming true. And of course that could be luck. But there's a statistical, you know, probability for each one of those predictions. And when all of them come true, it's pretty interesting. When in January, a lot of people didn't think it was going to happen. So, okay, Trontoloids.
Maybe you giving Russia the blueprint on how to attack Ukraine. Never thought about that? When you're psychic gifts? Putin's like, that's a good idea. We should go up across there.
Well, the Russians had right? that as well.
Who is this guy, Buddy Bolton?
So Trontoloids and all these other species, there's a bunch. I think our universe is suspiciously constructed for life. Life needs energy and habitat in the most basic context. And all our universe is basically energy and habitat, suns and rocky shit.
Is that so a good a picture? Life. Do you see that picture of a Trantaloid?
It says that this is based on his description.
It is? Based on buddies?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you see it, buddy?
No, I can't, but
it's like four arms?
I saw this online. I thought it was a stupid-looking drawing, but... That guy Richard Doty talked about one that was insectoid that had another forearm coming out of its arm.
Yeah.
I know a dude like that.
Now, I don't know all that information is correct. With remote viewing, you follow the process, okay? And portions can be right, portions can be wrong, you know, all that stuff. So I'm not saying that this is absolutely the fact, but this is what I got from doing the process.
Right.
And these, I think it makes a lot of logical sense that the things we see on this planet, the different life forms will have analogies other places because the conditions are the same.
Right. Because of convergent evolution.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see familiar shit in other
like
life
crabs
forms.
There's going to be crabs everywhere.
It's going to be more insect-like.
Okay, but
they
dominate
this planet. The same planet after all, ain't it, buddy?
Here's what I know of. Tall whites. Tall whites, the Norwegians, the grays, like... Who play all sides?
I guess. Who's going to play Michael?
The post biologicals. How about the worst ones of all?
What is that?
Look at this number.
They're worse than Trantaloids.
Which one's playing Michael Jordan in Space Jam?
Who was playing Space Jam?
Okay, the tall whites. Okay. They got a good game.
So tell me about. Okay, wait. Explain the Trantaloids. They're not bad, or they are bad. I know that's simplistic to say.
They're kind of like they do their own thing. Whether we think it's bad or not, that's our personal judgment of good or bad. You know, it doesn't really care about anything.
They like the Chinese. They like the Chinese.
Exactly. They don't give a fuck.
So they're inscrutable. That's what I'm taking from this.
They're kind of inscrutable. They're very, as you would think, kind of robot-like, as you see in insects here. They're a problem.
It's not a personal thing.
But they can look like anything, even LeBron James.
Apparently, all these different creatures that are more advanced than us technologically can do a lot of weird shit, you can imagine, right? Wouldn't you assume?
Well, it sounds like there's a lot of crossover where they know to look like Norwegians, kind of like code switching in the black community for your telemarketing job.
Could you imagine?
There's no tall blacks.
There is. I looked it up. There is tall blacks. But they think it's Trantaloids posing as tall blacks.
Could you imagine a fishbowl party with these guys?
Some of the stuff.
Oh, the wives.
You know the actor Yafet Kodo? The actor Yafet Kodo.
Oh, yeah. I love him.
He has an experience with the tall blacks.
What?
Yeah.
He ran into him?
Yes.
And what did he say happened?
This is what makes me laugh. The tall black story is, I don't know if this is his or is a different person's tall black story, but they got the sense that the creature was not really what it looked like.
Because they're like this. Why you keep seeing Job Turkey?
And they said
they don't say Job Turkey no more.
Them and the other abductees in a room, and they had an extra joint, and they were like doing some kind of, they called it a hula dance with an extra joint. And he realized, oh, they want us to mimic this dance.
Right.
Which sounds like popping and locking to me.
Yeah, it sounds like popping and locking.
That sure does,
So they were kidnapped by the tall blacks. And they were... try to teach them to break dance is what I took from the story.
So now black people don't even come up with that. The aliens came up with break dancing now.
Michael J. Fox did.
Tall blacks like the tall Asian women.
What the big butts?
Another race, the tall Asian women. It's another race.
Okay, well, trans women are women.
Is it really? No.
Okay, wait, hold on. What's the post-biological? Yeah.
This is creepy. We can see in human beings, in our technology, how we're integrating. We're slowly almost becoming cyborgs. Yeah.
Autism is devastating, and I believe it's the Tylenol pregnant lady steak personally. There's a class action lawsuit against them.
Against Tylenol?
Because what do you always got to have in all your medicine is Tylenol. Yeah, when I was a fucking junkie on Oxy, everybody knew the opiate's not killing you as fast as the Tylenol. That's why Oxys that have no Tylenol.
Really?
Rush Limbaugh, when he went deaf, that was from fucking oxycodone. The Tylenol made him go. That's what it does.
Wow.
So now there's a lawsuit, not very publicized, by the way, class action of pregnant women that took it and they had autistic kids. And look, I don't know the science of it, but where did all the autism come from?
Yeah.
Well, what's around? Nowhere. I don't know. It don't sound far-fetched.
Because back in my day, we didn't call it autism. We called it
as a junkie.
Can't get right. Dumb. Title.
But the autism is like,
thanks, guys.
Some of these people could not pass a touring test, buddy. Oh, it's been, I feel like I haven't given a shout out to these good friends of the show. Yo Kratom in a long time. So let me take a quick break to do it. Yo Kratom. Do you enjoy Kratom? I very publicly enjoy Kratom, and I have found it to be pretty great, and I'm over the age of 21. So you better be too. Otherwise, no one's talking to you, so don't make it into a whole thing. But if you do enjoy Kratom, check out YoKratom.com, our longest running sponsor here at Can't Get Right. They've got a great selection of Kratom. They've got a kilo of it for $60, which, I mean, this just sounds crazy, a kilo, to get it by the kilo, and it's $60. I mean, it's legal, so I guess that's why you can get it at a great price like that, but you ain't going to find a price like that at a cigar store, I'll tell you that. They got a variety of strains. I prefer White Mangda, as I always say, but the green's not bad either, and then red's, a lot of people like red. I'm into a white. Go check out their website, yokratom.com. They got tons of great Kratom. Go right now. Get yourself a $60 kilo and tell them Kurt Metzger from Can't Get Right sent you. Yokratom.com. All right, back to the show.
Well, I think that in the future, we're going to continue to merge with technology more and more. And you can imagine the benefits of completely merging with technology. Yes. You have...
You know, downsides?
With everybody else.
You ever hear of Chris Chan? Have you heard of Chris Chan?
No, I haven't.
Okay, Mike, put up a picture for Sherrod. I don't know if Buddy can see it.
Is this going to be half man, half cyborg?
You've heard of the singularity? You've all heard of the singularity.
Yes, of course.
Where all the technology and connectedness merges into the... This is the end result, I believe.
Oh, no.
Chris Chan.
Is it a robot dick?
No, put Chris Chan up.
I can't take that. I can't take up.
Is this an Asian guy who implanted shit into him?
No. There you go. Oh. That's the singularity right there. That guy, Chris Chan.
The guy?
Well, he's severely high functioning autistic, but it don't look high functioning to me.
Well, what did he do? Let me see his math scores.
Dude, there is a 70-part Geno Samuels Ken Burns documentary. You'll never see it on Netflix because there's a lot of inconvenient shit in it.
Right.
Because I believe he was trolled into transitioning. Because they told him if you trans, you don't have any consequences for your actions.
Really?
I swear to God, this is the most Truman Show documented human who's ever lived on the internet is Chris Chan.
Okay.
I know what you're talking about now. Yes, yes.
That's the singularity to me. That is the chosen one. He now thinks he's Jesus, by the way.
Imagine if we were all connected. If we were all Chris Chans and we were all connected. And we had
the current
knowledge.
Present, yeah, I can imagine it because it's in front of me,
like
nonstop.
The Borg.
Like they, but if the Borgs were furries, that bad,
or if the Borgs decided to lose the biological component and go completely more efficient post biological,
buddy, do you have to have a biological component first to make like? Let's say you make
you
an
get
AI.
To post-biological? I would think so. I think you have to evolve intelligence and technology before you can make that
like
transition.
A conscious biological decision to say, fuck this. Like, I feel like an AI couldn't do it without the insight of a biological creature.
Well, that's the question, boys. Chicken and egg.
Okay,
it
so tell me about
slowly,
these things.
Though. It's insidious. It's kind of like the apocalypse. It doesn't have to happen all at once. The transition to, you know.
I've been on TikTok. I know.
It's a little exactly. It's in little pieces. You know, it's happening to us
before
now.
Before you know it. It's already happened. We already 30% over headed toward it. I'd say about 50%. I can't
wait.
I'm four or five
White Claws deep into this, and it's not getting any better.
Let me just tell you this now. Robot lives matter.
They do. What about if these craft are sentient? What if a craft is, what if technology, something physical is sentient that's not biological?
It's more sentient than the current crowd at the Fat Black Pussycat.
Don't do that.
It's more of a sentient creature than the average college graduate currently who is Caucasian or even black, but they count as Caucasian in my book.
On a white campus.
Like, I don't think Don Lemon is sentient.
Does that mean gay?
No. Oh, that's his. He was saving humanity. Yeah, go ahead.
Wow. I love this shit, man. Thinking about the possibilities of the future, our technology, the aspects of things the mysteries in physics now, we're in a beautiful time to be alive in many ways.
Beautiful.
We can see how past extinctions happened. We can prevent our extinction. No other
Justice Dumb.
I mean, it's not as good as, you know, when they make some better shit after I'm dead. That'd be better.
We're just as dumb as ever, though. Sure. We should be smarter right now. Just because we got technology and instruments that make us look like we're smarter. We just as dumb as a caveman.
It made
ain't like everybody
dumber.
Made the cell phone. Yeah, buddy, everybody didn't make the cell phone.
I think it has made
a handful
dumber.
Of people made you cell phones and all this technology. Handful of people. So everybody else is just as dumb as we ever
you know
been
what I
on
hate
this planet.
The most,
and they get dumber.
Dumber.
In the Charles Hall, that's why I liked him, because he didn't have, I can't stand the alien fucking abduction message of like, you guys are hurting the earth. I'm like, oh, so you decided the best course of action was to find everyone who thinks Bigfoot is real and tell me through them. Like,
right?
Look, motherfucker, you got a better way? Hand it over. We would love to have it.
Love to have it.
You I'm think so... they would do something more demonstrative than like secretly tell one person at a time to save your planet or you're all going to die? Something a little bit more. You know,
well, what if you don't give a shit, really, and you're just here to have your fucking ship repaired on your way to something cooler? Because
yeah,
what that guy described...
Avatar vacation.
Yeah.
Avatar vacation.
I don't like when aliens come around on our planet, like somebody coming to your house telling you you need to take care of your house. It's like, money, you are a guest here.
Yeah. I mean,
don't
honestly,
tell me I'm not taking care of myself.
It's all my bad feelings towards immigrants magnified by a lot.
Yeah, it's like, beat it. Go back over the border, whatever galactic border you came here.
I resent Canadians for having jobs here. I'll be honest with you.
I call them northern Mexicans.
Yeah, I call them the small whites.
I call them tall, really whites.
There we go.
I don't even give them height.
They're incredibly white.
The Tom Green.
Okay, so wait. Go ahead about these post-biologicals. I want to know exactly.
You just want to get
it's
to the
just a logical. It's a logical progression of technological society that these beings would slowly over time merge, become more hive-like. They may be individuals, but also connected to an overall hive connection with all of them. And this is important. If you really think about it, as technology grows more powerful, fewer and fewer people can do more and more damage with less and less. Technology gets very dangerous. Now we fear the lone wolf, you know, where it used to be you fear an army. You know, army would take out a city in months. Now one person with a suitcase nuke can take out a city. So technology gets very, very dangerous. And how do you handle the lone wolf? How does a society survive if they...
You mean a Sigma male?
Yeah, we got to make sure these lone wolves have friends. Because you got friends who are going to run your mouth, and that's how we're going to catch you.
My yacht is in my pants.
Wow.
These lone wolves need a hug.
Yeah, these lone white wolves. These white wolves, you son of a bitch.
So, did you remote view any other things that were like against, for, or again the post-biologicals, such as just anything about the specific races?
They advanced so much faster than the biologicals. The biologicals have kind of banded together, some of them, against the post-biologicals. Because they just kind of, they're kind of like an algae that just takes over things unstoppably. And that might be why they, the races are here. Depending on what races really are here, it's.
Well, doesn't post biological, doesn't it sound like it, whatever the fuck we are is post, I don't know, not being
the
physical?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like post, I don't know what you call it, spiritual. Then you're like a different, you're like an AI, but made out of meat. And then you make an AI that's not meat, that's like worse. No, this is pretty great.
They might work on
pretty great. It's pretty great.
They might be incredibly cold and work on premises that we don't understand even. You know, these super advanced computers and technologies, it could get into some really creepy places. And I think that the story from the biologicals, the other races, that there is this non-biological thing doing a lot of colonization, I guess, of galaxies.
Here's
it's fascinating.
Thing. Yeah, the biological, the human part of us is the best and the worst thing about us.
Absolutely. Such a good point. You know, a lot of people say, well, humans don't deserve to survive because there's, you know, sociopaths and serial killers. But you know what? All the different weird people, the fluffy, weird, creative
people. It's just
people
racist like, is what it is. It's racist.
Yeah. Humans have survived because of our diversity. You know,
I didn't do nothing.
The sociopaths, you know, the psychopaths.
Yeah. You need them.
Whatever path you that you're on in life.
Yeah. Or you need people with Asperger's like me to think weird shit and, you know, think about, oh, we need to save food for the winter. It's going to be a bad winter this year. I'm sensing it.
That's how we get shit like satellites and escalators. Everybody can't be thinking the same.
You know, we got
42,000 years ago was the last pole flip, and there's a massive glaciation.
Yeah.
And they killed all the other human subspecies, you know, or separate species, the Neanderthals. Humans were the only ones who came out of that. All the megafauna died.
I thought the pole flips have happened more than that. And
it happened several times, but the last one was on desert.
But like in human history now.
We're in one now. We're in the process. The magnetic field of Earth is normally like this, you know, let's say 100%. It's at 50% now.
It's because all that gay fucking, dude, global friction, and it causes a problem.
And when it flips, I'm telling you, it's on. It is on, son.
It's starting to flip already. It's a process. The poles are moving fast as crap. If you look at a magnetic field map of the Earth now, there's all these little mini poles. They're calling them anomalies, and they're all migrating. We're in the middle of the flip. And what happens, the scariest part, in the middle of the flip, as these little poles and everything are transitioning to the other side, the magnetic field goes out to zero, because all that energy for the field is now being used for the migration and the flip.
And well, this is why I say build a wall, and nobody wanted to listen.
Skin cancer time.
Oh, it's worse than that. You know, the last one was a mega extinction because they had no atmosphere. They had no shielding. They had no electromagnetic field. You know, Mars was like Earth.
Yeah.
And we will become like Mars in time. Mm. We're in a bad pole shift right now. If you guys looked at this stuff, it'll scare the shit out of you. And I'm not talking.
I did look at it. Now, I thought a lot of that was like asteroids and shit.
No.
This is just losing our magnetic field from the pole flip, which we're in now. We're about 50% into the pole flip.
We're only going to lose it for a weekend or two. It's only going to be a weekend or two.
This is for the weekend.
You know what makes it even worse? Is solar flares. Solar flares are even more damaging now.
That'll eat us up.
When the sun farts, dude.
But here's the good. I mean, here's the good news, guys. By the time that happens, we'll still be podcasting.
Yeah.
Well, I think we'll make
these podcasts. What?
Humans, Homo sapiens made it through the last pole flip. And at that time, there was a huge burst of cave art from 42,000 years ago. That was our ancestors.
Homos make it through everything, man. I mean, I guess it's God's will, these homos.
Wide variety of homos.
Nothing on that.
Okay, wait. Is there any other specific races that you know anything about? That's what I want to hear about. I don't care about the technology. I'm not autistic.
There's quite a few different ones. On TRAPPIST, I did a viewing of TRAPPIST-1.
Okay.
The TRAPPIST system there. And there's two planets that have life that I saw in my viewing. Okay. One of them is an ocean planet. It's a very high, majority ocean planet. And there's these really kind of porpoisey-looking super intelligent creatures.
Now, ocean, you mean water? Or you just mean liquid?
Oh, water, exactly. Good point. Because there can be oceans of methane.
It can be mercury,
If they're so smart, why aren't they on land? That's how I look at it.
Yeah,
I'm
mermaid
racist,
pussy.
So.
I'll take some of that space mermaid pussy.
Wait, so what do you mean by porpoise-like, specifically?
They're kind of like porpoise shape.
Like fat asses? Oh, you mean the planet?
Yeah. Like Kyle's dad from South Park?
Birthing hips?
He became a porpoise. Do you ever see that?
Oh, yes, he became. That's right, he turned into a porpoise.
Like a blowhole? That's, I guess, what I'm getting at.
No, they have a kind of a prehensile little mini trunk as opposed to like a porpoise's thing. It's kind of like very nimble, can manipulate things. And in its fins, its side fins, it has little like mandibles, like kind of like a bat. So it can manipulate things and do things.
Like
and
count money, like merchants. I hear what you're saying.
Can do that to the females. And it's a super intelligent race that has built I guess its cities are totally like organically melded with the planet and much more symbiotic than our kind of society where everything's like trash and waste. Everything's super efficient in their civilization. And it's really cool. Then another planet has a wide variety of weird life forms, like giant kind of centipede caterpillars and all sorts of weird stuff. And you just write down what you get. And this stuff seems real to me. I did a viewing on Europa. I was asked to do a viewing on Europa and Enceladus. And there's bioluminescent life in both of those. There's, of course, the really low-level algaes and stuff like that. But there's also bioluminescent life down there and a variety of it. And that makes sense in a way, too, because they're ice covered and they're going to have to be able to mate and, you know, all the different things, different reasons why animals on Earth use bioluminescence.
Yeah, something to be seen and mating and, yeah.
Anything yes. that's we'll not find made life of
everywhere.
Is there anything not made of DNA?
Oh.
Yeah, there's
how can we even pick it up?
Forms. Yeah, I think silica, there's silica life forms, all sorts of different types of life forms.
But ain't that still DNA?
No, it doesn't have to be DNA. It can be another system. I think we're going to find a lot of similarity, though, because the laws of the universe are the same in the entire universe.
Not here. Quantum's not.
So there could be a planet
quantum
just like
science
Earth.
Is not the same.
But with more gravity, and there'll be like stubby, stronger, you know, more built humans because the gravity is stronger.
Like Greeks, so, basically.
Yeah, man.
Butt boys?
This universe was plates. Made for life.
A lot of diners?
But they say that in regular science stuff. They say it's fine-tuned is the phrase I hear thrown around a bit.
Yeah, it's suspiciously so. It's like so, it's so weird that we have each solar system is kind of like a chicken, you know, coop. And there's a row. Every solar system is like a different place that has the energy and the habitat. And they grow up and they're separate enough. Solar systems are separate enough so that there's not all this extra entropy of them overlapping and maybe killing each other and all this stuff. It's suspiciously weird how we have the energy, the habitat. They're all spaced apart. So that
apart. Getting further apart
evolve.
Every day. Getting further apart.
Do you ever go into the Boaties Void? Do you ever look at those voids?
Strip club?
Yeah.
No, I haven't looked at the Boaties Void.
Do you know what I'm talking about? It's all blacked out.
Gay strip club?
Yes. I think it's a cloud that prevents us from seeing that way. It's not actually no stars in that area.
Oh.
I think it's
the dip. You know, it's the dip in a fucking, you know, it's a flat thing. How Einstein thought it's the dip because all the
so
planets lay on it. You can't see around the dip.
Yeah, it's like around the corner.
Anything else?
Psychokinesis is real. They've done studies about it, and you can bet if it is true that you'll see other beings using this. And it's not like X-Men. It's a small percentage chance. It's in a finite area, you know, but everyone can affect random number generators, make them go more or less. And they've done just so many studies on this stuff, and it's real. It's just a weird small effect. And I have learned that if you work on that small effect, you can increase that percentage of accuracy and more and more and more accurate. So check out Third Eye Spies. It will blow your mind. It is real. There is some wild ass shit you haven't seen in your life yet, but it's there.
I'm watching.
And there's definitely UFOs visiting our planet, or they may already have been here.
They've been here.
They might be from a previous civilization. You know, there's been a lot of time on this earth to do a lot of different weird shit. And we've had to go underground a lot of times.
You sound like,
you know, if you had to go underground, you'd be shorter. You'd evolve shorter. If a human had to live underground, they'd evolve shorter.
Yeah.
Their skin would get like all of those cave creatures, like a translucent-y kind of gray.
Yeah.
And their eyes would be bigger so they could see in low light.
I'll still have a big dick, though.
Too, doesn't it?
I'll still have a big dick, though. I'll tell you that if I want
to. I think it might even be bigger because you have to.
How would you dig those tunnels?
Yeah.
All right, buddy, where can they find your shit and promote it and so forth and so on?
You don't have to promote any of my shit. They can go to Alien Protocols on YouTube and see some weird ass shit. You'll learn how to do ESP.
Oh, is that a good YouTube one?
It's a wild, crazy shit. I go deep into the next level. I interview scientists, I've interviewed soldiers and witnesses of craft and experts. Paul Murad, the head of the nuclear propulsion systems. Russell Targ, this incredible physicist who
Targ.
Helped start lasers.
With a G. Targ. It's not Targ with a
right.
D.
No. It's
stupid.
Targ. Remember, yeah, Targ.
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 Yeah.
He's a leader.
Sharati, what are you promoting?
You know what we can do?
Yes.
If you guys have the balls, I could teach one of you guys remote viewing and you could try it live.
No, we'll do it.
I'm down. I'm down
all right,
for it.
Teach me first.
Let's do it. Why you got to get taught first?
Yeah,
let's
we'll do
talk.
It.
Whoever wants to, I'll teach. Let's talk off air. And I love seeing you guys. I'm so proud of your show.
Love you, man.
And
I miss you.
I love you guys and your intellects and your fucking crazy
minds. Yeah, thanks
minds.
For coming in, man.
I love you guys.
Buddy!
You go on KurtMetzgerComedy.com and Kurt Metzger Comedy on Instagram and Kurt Metzger on Twitter.
Shut up,
and, yeah. All right. So that was Buddy Bolton giving us
this. This the end, huh?
Yeah, this is the end.
Well, all right. So let me do some pluggy plugs.
Yeah, plug something.
Yes. Amazon Prime. Check out show Harlem on Amazon Prime. Then Everything's Going to Be All White on Showtime. Everything's Going to Be All White on Showtime.
I pray to God that it is so.
Yeah, well, you'll see. Oh, you'll see. Everything's going to be all white. And then second season of Girls 5 Ever on Peacock. That's it. And Race Wars, we're back. We're coming back.
That's Can't Get Right. All right, thanks, God. Well, yeah, Can't Get Right. It's Race Wars, though.
Yeah, Can't Get
it's
Right.
All of it. All right, that's it. Thanks.
I missed you.
I missed you. Because I can't get right.